Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, we're going to be going over some questionable new stats on pornography and answering your emails. Topics include how to talk to your partner about his penis problems, how to masturbate with a roommate around, how to make doggy style work, and I've got my good friend and vice president Ken in the studio. We've got a lot to cover. Thanks for listening. You know what annoys me? Being bombarded with information and news that's just not relevant to me. Social media feeds, emails, it's hard to get the articles information that I really want. But I found the solution, Texture. Starting at less than $10 a month, Texture offers unlimited access to all your favorite magazines for less than the price of three magazines at the grocery store. And you know how expensive magazines are these days. So now I catch up on my women's health articles, grab a few fashion tips from Glamour, or read the latest news from Time magazine, no matter where I am. It's so easy to use. You just click the headlines on the cover page, and Texture takes you right to the articles that interest you. They even recommend stories for me daily to let me dive deeper into my favorite topics. And the best part, they've hundreds of magazines to choose from. All the magazines you've ever heard of are on Texture, and they're all available to you at any time for like 10 bucks a month. Sign up for Texture now, gain insider access to the very best reads plus exclusive content. But here is the best part. Texture is offering my listeners a free trial right now when you go to texture.com/Emily. That's texture.com/Emily. Check it out now. Thanks for listening.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. You can check out our podcasts. Sign up for our mailing list. Have you really not done that yet? We update it every day with blogs and videos. It's a really good time. Check it out. How y'all doing? I'm here with Anderson.
What up, Em?
What up? How you doing?
I'm good. You're looking good.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks. That's really kind.
Are you okay? You're right.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't. Okay, so now we're recording later at night.
Sometimes. Yeah.
So I don't feel like I right now look my best.
No, you do. You look fantastic.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. It's true, too. It's true.
Are you just being nice?
No.
I feel good, though, because I'm here with you. And I'm here with Ken.
Hi.
Hi, Ken.
How you doing?
Third voice.
Third voice. Ken is the vice president of my company.
VP.
I have a VP. Chick Flick Productions, LLC. It is pretty cool. Ken's visiting us from New Jersey.
It's working great. It's fantastic.
If we're not married,
I'm a VP. And then she goes, oh, really? Of what? Chick Flick Productions?
Chick Flick Productions.
I'm sorry. He probably wants to change his name. My first order of business to your VP is to change the name of your LLC.
I've already filed for it.
Did you?
Yeah.
You would do that. I'm kidding. You wouldn't. But no.
Men Productions.
That's right.
Manly Men. But I came up with it when I was a filmmaker, Anderson, and you'll appreciate this.
Chick Flick. Oh, because it's a flick. I get it.
16 years ago when I made my film, which is a really long time ago, and I thought that was a really great name.
And here
it actually
you are.
Is a pretty good name.
It is a good name. And I fought for it. But now, you know, here I am. It works.
Chick Flick.
I didn't know I'd be doing Sex with Emily. But, you know, here we are. So, yes.
Which, by the way, continues to be an issue.
What?
As far as the name of this program, when the wife is like, so what time are you coming home? I'm like, I got to do Sex with Emily after. I mean, every
at least
single time.
Do Sex with Emily.
Yeah.
You have to do Sex with Emily.
Yeah,
so it makes it sound like doing the sex is a chore.
Right.
Right. Like, I don't want to.
That's so annoying. I don't want to do Sex with Emily.
I
want
to do Sex with Emily.
I got to do Sex with Emily. She's a good wife. Both of you have good wives who let you work with me.
That's very true.
They're very cool about that.
They allow it.
But I am, they allow it. And I'm actually doing this, I'm shooting this pilot in San Francisco called Drinking with Benefits. And the whole premise is they're going to have people, you know, coming like every week, they have like a celebrity bartender and they're going to teach me how to make a drink, which I'm actually not a very good bartender. So that should be entertainment in itself.
Do you get to request which drink?
No, I don't.
Because if it was me, I'd just say, can I do a Jameson on the rocks? Because I got that one down.
How about, can I pour some wine?
Yeah.
Some Chablis?
I'm a great wine pourer.
I'd be so great. So great. But then I get to support a charity. And whatever charity I support, I choose to support. Then all the money I raise at night, give to the charity. Well, my best friend, Charlotte, as you know, who helped you with your rat that you wanted to keep as a pet.
Yes.
Anderson did not want the rat to die.
My
She's
cat
a vet.
Dragged in a half-dead rat. It was an actual sewer or like a treetop rat.
I've heard the story, and I reminded her of that tonight.
And I tried to nurse it back.
He's like, you know, Charlotte. Yeah.
Emily being the helper that she is, she's like, oh, my God, my best friend. She's a vet. We'll call her right now.
It's brilliant.
Put her on speaker. And her friend's like, well, it's a rat. We're not going to fix the rat.
And she's like a bleeding heart, like works at a shelter. So we're going to support Pets in Need.
Nice.
Which is her organization. Give them money. That's going to be a good time. And I get to go back to my old hometown and see some buddies. So it's going to be a good time. Yeah.
What's going on tonight? What do you got on deck?
I've got a lot on deck tonight, which is why I'm just going to jump into it. I've got some sex in the news about pornography.
About what?
Pornography.
Sweet.
I would like to talk to you guys about that because you guys are men. I'm assuming you watch porn.
I'm familiar with porn.
We don't talk about it, though. Do you watch porn?
You know what I don't like is when dudes call it porno.
Porno?
Yeah.
Watching porn, dude?
I'm watching some porno.
You guys, I don't know. I don't talk about other than my former job, I don't get to talk about it with my friends in that capacity. Do you know what I mean? To refer to it as porno or pornography.
Anyone
or porn.
Born in the 60s or before, they call it porno.
Yeah.
And anyone, you know, like me, young and hip, porn.
Young,
just go straight.
Like us all.
Yeah,
young and
hip. Porn, right? Okay, anyways.
Ken used to work, you just mentioned where you worked. Ken worked, I met Ken because he was actually a client of mine and worked at a
distributor of adult products.
The largest sex toy distributor, one of them, right?
Yes.
And so he worked around a lot of dildos, so it's very comfortable for him just to kind of
well,
skate right
let's
into
not
the
use
shim.
The word comfortable and dildos in the same sentence,
okay.
Please.
I'm comfortable and
we all
are. So, but we'll get into that. So anyway, for people who love watching porn but still wonder about the effect porn has, especially towards women, there is some good news. There were some stats saying that people who watch porn, number one, men who watch porn are less likely to cheat. Now, granted, this study was on illicitcounters.com, found that 72% of men watched porn before they were having an affair, and only 34% of men were watching it after. Mm-hmm. So if your boyfriend or husband is still watching, it may actually be a good sign for your relationship.
Right.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard, really.
No, why?
Okay, illicitcounters.com did this thing, yeah. Right?
So it's the cheaters. They're going straight to the source.
Right.
And getting their behavior.
And the cheaters are saying, right, they're saying, like, we're watching porn less because...
You know what's a problem is if your significant other walks in and they catch you watching a porn you made with the person you're cheating with.
That would be really
bad. That's bad times.
But if he's watching porn, he's right about to cheat. If the porn, you know, it's like, is it like a gateway drug?
Porn? No.
Yeah, a gateway to, like, illicit encounters. So. Do you think it's porn, or a good or bad sign? I think you'll watch porn anyway. They're cheating. They're not cheating. They're still watching porn.
I just think it's a time issue. If you're cheating, you don't have time for it anymore.
For porn?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You got one relationship at home, right? Then you're sneaking out. You're trying to cover your tracks. When do you have to? And 34% are still making time for it. So that's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
They're ambitious. That's pretty ambitious.
I feel like men just like make time for it. It's like brush your teeth. Like you guys got to do it. You got to do it.
But as a guy, Ken can attest. I think like anyone who might be thinking about cheating, then they turn on the old porn there, and by the time the porn's done, they don't really have any motivation to go cheat at that moment for a while.
Makes you tired.
At least for a few hours.
At least for the refractory period. Thank God. That's why the refractory period is longer in men. So you won't cheat after you ejaculate.
Well, okay, also so that, because you guys would all drown in semen if there was no refractory.
That's true. We would be dead.
The whole world would just
be buried in semen.
It would be the green and white
world.
That's
such a good point. Never thought about that.
Yeah.
Okay, 10% of women watch porn daily. Now, I was surprised by this. Every damn day, some women, like 10%, and some women watch porn every damn day, according to a survey of Marie Claire.
Let's say every damn day
it
in
says
the study.
It twice.
In the study.
That was the name of it.
In the study.
Every damn day.
Mm-hmm.
Twice.
I question the study's validity.
That number jumps to almost one third when you talk about women who watch porn weekly. I mean, that at first, I'm actually really happy about that. Because I think that women should be watching more porn because I think that porn serves a really great purpose for women. Because I think the more porn you watch, the more likely you are to be in the mood for sex and the more exploration you'll do of your own body, which I think a lot of women don't spend a lot of time figuring out what makes them feel good. I like that stat.
It's educational for
would
the ladies.
Would you have thought that it would be 10%?
No, I would have thought like 30.
Yeah, I was going to say higher.
I think the ladies lie, though, too. I think you guys lie. Yeah.
I don't know why. I guess
I hope it was higher.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
I actually look at porn of women watching porn. That's my thing.
You do? Do you? Do they have that?
I don't think that category exists.
You know what it is? I don't watch enough porn. Like,
you know they have a whole category, Em?
What?
There's actually a whole website where it's just a tight shot of a girl's face as she climaxes.
Yeah.
On her own.
Beautiful agony.
Hey, you're familiar.
That's been around for like 10 years at least.
Well, I stumbled upon it and I tried it out. I'm like, this doesn't do much for me.
No, it's funny. That was one of the first sites when I first started my show. It came out. I was like, you should check out Beautiful Agony. But
some
I think
of the
it's
faces
more for chicks.
Make are scary.
You're like, that's the part I don't want to see.
Yeah.
Can we go back down to the boobs? Right. 51% of women who watch porn felt it taught them about sex. They use it as a learning tool. 29% said that it made them feel sexy, sometimes good, sometimes bad. I don't think this is so great for it to be a learning tool, unless I like the part that turns you on, but I think that what
I know the porn you're thinking of, and if it's a learning tool, they're like, yes, please jackhammer me.
Right. Well, stuff
most
like that.
Porn is terrible.
Well, right.
Yeah, please come all over my face. That's what I'm into because
right.
I learned on porn.
Well, this is the problem. So a lot of guys that I know who are dating younger women, and I don't mean to say that any age woman, but typically it is older guys who are dating like 20-year-olds. Like 28 or 25. And they're like, I don't know why, but everyone when I date, like, it sounds like she came right out of a porn. And everything she's doing, her noises, the way she's acting, it's like they're not connecting. It's like she's not really enjoying it, but she's doing this thing that she looks like she saw it out of a porn.
I think that's sex now, though. That's like what sex is.
But that's what they
when
think
we
sex
is. When we were growing
is.
Up, though, like, we kind of had to, like, you know, make it up as we
that
went
was
along.
Better.
You know what I mean?
That was like OG
figure
sex.
Figure it out. Yeah.
Now they're like, oh, baby, set mask.
But now, like, from a time they're like, probably like 8, 9, 10 years old, they know what sex is. They see it on the computer. It's really that young.
I'm just sad.
Do you think it's from what they saw, or do you think it's because the first couple guys they're with are requesting it because that's what they know. And
but they're not telling them to go, oh, baby, like the way they're... The guys that, to me, it's the way that they're, like, moaning and talking and the exact verbiage that they're using. Mm.
Yeah, that's no good. That's like Pamela Anderson in that Tommy Lee video. ooh, baby. Everything's baby.
Yeah.
Babe.
Yeah, they're like, it's disingenuous. Like, it doesn't connect. It's like her body's doing something, but that's not really what you think. It's like she's saying something or moving in a way that doesn't seem like
she, like she's playing a part.
Yes, she's playing a role, and they know she's playing a role. But again, there are some things you could learn from porn, perhaps.
Lesbian porn, for sure.
Yeah, lesbian porn. I'm not saying all porn is bad, but a lot of porn, again, yes, it's like jackhammer. It's for men, visually pleasing for a man, but not necessarily for women.
Okay, however, real quick, the most fucked up porn I've ever seen in my life is Lizzie Borden stuff. She's a female director.
Oh, yeah.
She makes the most fucked up stuff.
Fucked up how?
Like, one scene that I saw, there was actual pig heads that had been severed from the bodies of the pigs, and they were, like, hanging from fishing lure all around the set, and the people were having, like, an orgy style, and they were covered in pig's blood and banging with these pig heads essentially seemingly floating in midair, suspended in animation.
That's horrible. I'm sorry I missed that. Hold on, I'm trying to get
my... Lizzie Borden, what are you doing? You're
I'm
helping your chair.
I'm cold now. Did you turn the air down? Yeah. Is it... trying to get my jacket on?
I think you're sitting on it, so the harder you pull, there you go.
I get high. No, it was connected around the scene the wrong way.
At least it didn't make any noise. That's the good part.
Right.
Yeah, you struggling for your jacket made no sounds.
I was going to make porn noises. Okay.
Oh, baby jacket.
Porn can make you more likely to want to get it on with your partner. Now, this I think is good. Research out of UCLA in the Journal of Sexual Medicine found a link between visual sexual stimuli and wanting to have sex with your partner. There's other research in more extreme cases of watching, like porn addiction, where it's shown to turn you off of your partner. But I think if you have it in moderation, it can make you want to have sex more. You're like, oh, that was really good. Like, what's the appetite for more?
Right, and it keeps it on your brain, right?
Yeah, sex in the brain.
Yeah.
I believe with that part. You know, is there anything else you'd like to add?
It should be like maybe a sex screensaver that pops up like once every 3 hours.
That reminds you
computer.
To...
Yeah. Keep it on the brain. You know? Not give you enough time to actually finish, but keeps you kind of like, you know, wet in the appetite.
For women?
For both, I guess. And then by the time you're like off work, you're already prepped
and ready.
But don't
you think that for a lot of men, not to be, to draw stereotypes here, I'm so tired.
Create stereotypes.
Create stereotypes, not to perpetuate not to draw stereotypes. Yeah, yeah.
That's the one.
But don't men, like, you don't need a reminder to think about sex.
No, but your study just said that, like...
I think it's more for women. But
for women, yes.
Right. Totally.
Okay. Do you remember that desktop stripper thing? That was... It's still around, but that was when it came out. And it would. Do you remember that?
No.
It was... You would call it an app now, but it was software. And you would download it, and it would be every 10 minutes. And you can set the timer. Every 10 minutes, a girl would come up on the bottom of your screen.
Uh-huh.
No matter what was on, you didn't have to be on any website, and it would come up. And she would do a little striptease, and then she would walk off the little edge of the screen.
Why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's apparently popular because it's still for sale today online, and I forget what it's
called. I want it.
What's
it called?
I think it's called Desktop Strippers. I think that exists, but it's been around for a very long time. But it was like that was always to my mind. I'm like, well, that would come up at the worst time. You're like that.
Right.
She just walks.
Honey,
on.
I think I found a vacation home.
Right.
For this
it's
weekend.
Bad enough and that then, your you text know, messages like pop right. up when someone walks over
but
your computer.
That's what we're reminded of when you talked about the little reminder would pop. You get the little stripper that comes. Yeah. You could say, you know what, if I need it for every 30 minutes, she's just going to come on there. And,
I mean,
know.
I have reminders that pop up and say, like, try the womanizer today, or, like, different vibrators that I have to try. Like, it's
was
true.
That an app
like, literally,
that?
Like, I'll go in for the weekend, I'm like, this weekend, I got to try that new adapter on the Sibian. Like, it happens.
It's very different than Dr. Drew's scheduler.
Dr. Drew's scheduler?
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, because I still am tied into Dr. Drew's calendar.
You are?
Yeah, so I'm always getting alerts. I'm like, I don't care that Drew has to be at CNN in 10 minutes. I don't care.
Does he tell him this? Is there anything weird?
I don't know how
weird?
Google things work.
Does he have the desktop stripper? Because that would be interesting.
That would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't,
but though. If he did, it would be his wife.
She'd be That would be interesting, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what, Ken?
What?
We need to create an app that we can secretly install on ladies' computers that subliminally makes them want to have more sex. Like,
yeah.
It's like a flash of penis.
What would it
No, just it would a, not just, be no, a I don't penis. Think it would.
What would it be? What would it be?
To
get you guys going.
Would it be something romantic?
Something romantic. Yeah. Something, some guy like saying like, God, you're so hot and let me give you like a back massage and go down on you for 20 minutes or something.
That's hard to slip into like a subliminal.
That's subliminal. Yeah.
That'd be tough.
I don't know. God, that's really a good question.
Candles, flowers, chocolates.
Yeah.
Like, is it an image?
Saying,
is it an image of a guy?
Saying,
or
just talk to me, Emily. Tell me about your day.
Maybe just like an image of a pregnant woman. Might get something going. That might get something going in your head. In your primitive mind. Maybe.
I don't have a primitive mind.
I'm not talking just to you. I'm talking all about all the ladies.
Okay. Yeah. I think the guy was like, Emily, tell me how you feel. How was your day? What did you have for lunch?
Never mind. I don't want to make this app. It sounds boring.
Yeah. No, but there's so many apps to make.
It's getting easier to make, though. Yeah.
But, you know, I think people, you know what I don't talk about enough is my app, Kegel Camp.
You don't?
I know. And I have an app called, why are you rolling your eyes?
No, I'm looking at the time up and through my
but
glasses.
But you know why, though? Because my friend Emily just had a baby. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my friends just had babies, which is weird. But they're like, now they've known me forever. But they're like, what's up? Like, I hear I gotta do Kegels. Like, do you know about them? I'm like, I have a goddamn app.
Yeah.
Now they're all listening to my app and they're doing my app. It's 20 levels and because after you have a baby.
Right.
Tighten that shit up.
You can shoot the baby out across the room if you actually hit level 20, right?
And exactly. You can get the app at
iTunes.
Absolutely.
Yep.
On iTunes. So you go into the app store on your phone there.
Uh-huh. And you Google. Or you know what? Kegel these days camp. With the iPhones, you just gotta pull down the thing to the search bar, Kegel Camp.
Is it K with a camp or is it C?
No, it's interesting. It's
K with a camp.
K, Kegel with a K, camp with a C.
Good.
We were going to go KK.
Too close to KKK.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
It's great.
Nothing more of a turnoff than the white hoods.
I agree. Yeah. Especially when you're a Jew. But first, I'd like to take a break here before I get into emails. People know that I'm kind of addicted to working out. Do you know this about me, Anderson?
You like to work out your vagina. We just talked about the Kegel camp there.
Sometimes it's spin class, sometimes it's yoga. And if you're like me, it's probably part of your routine as well. But are you ignoring the one muscle group that can have the biggest impact on your sexual performance? Don't worry. There's now a product that will do it for you. The Intensity is a unique insertable device that strengthens your pelvic floor with gentle electrostimulation, delivering an extremely effective and automatic Kegel exercise. So you pair this with my app, Kegel Camp. It reminds you to do it, and you never forget to do it. And you don't have to do it because it does your Kegel for you.
Your vagina will be wearing a cape.
Exactly. The shaft inflates to perfectly position its conductive pads where they will directly stimulate your pelvic floor muscles. Not only does this muscle group give you more control over your pleasure during intercourse, it's also responsible for preventing urinary incontinence, like when you sneeze and you pee.
You admitted that.
Yeah.
That happened to you.
Yeah. I sneeze and pee. I cough and pee. It happens sometimes. Not anymore. Which is what the Intensity was originally designed to cure, because women after childbirth or just as you get older, whatever, you sneeze and pee. You laugh and pee. You cough and pee. You jump on a trampoline, you pee. It sucks. You go to Target, you pee.
You go to Target,
and
you pee.
The Intensity just happens to have a vibrate option, because why not have an awesome orgasm while you're working out? So this product truly has changed my sex life. I have increased my strength, control, and seriously, I have the best orgasms I ever had, which I thought they already were pretty freaking good. Plus, now I don't have to worry about accidentally peeing while I'm in yoga class, which is awesome. To order your own Intensity, go to sexthelmy.com, click on the Intensity banner, and get yours today. You'll love it.
This is the equivalent of like if the Fleshlight made your dick bigger and made you come, right? It's kind of like the same thing because it's strengthening the vagina muscle.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you get to come along with it. And you know what? It's a great gift for guys to give their wives right after they have a kid.
It's kind of like if the Fleshlight, you just had to lie there and you could watch SportsCenter.
And you want to watch that.
And
then
it allowed
associate
you to
athletes with getting off. Yeah.
You just sat there eating a pizza.
Right.
And all of a sudden you could have like multiple orgasms. And you were like, I didn't even know it was possible to have like, because some guys can, but you got to work on it. But like, all of a sudden, I use it a few times, and I get like, would that be equivalent? Would you want to keep coming, be able to like, your refractory period to be?
I don't know. I have to be honest.
What would be your sexual like? I love that I can have like G-spot orgasms so easily now, and like blended orgasms, which I couldn't. So what would be your sexual dream? I have two penises in the room. I rarely do during my show, at least. On the weekends, I always do. But on my show, I don't. And so I'd like to know, what would you want?
Like if it was like a Willy Wonka type scenario where you just create something, it'd be like every time you thrust, it would be a different hot lady.
Right.
That'd be a pretty sweet invention. You
right?
Know? Every time you thrust, she just morphs into somebody different that's hot.
Totally. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Ken, quiet over there.
Yeah, I'm remaining quiet. Yeah, I have to think about that one. Maybe I'll jump in a second here. I'll think about that.
You can compound to that.
Yep.
Okay, let's get into some emails.
But no, it's a good gift for like if you have someone who just gave birth or
oh my god, it's the best
going to be giving birth. It's a great pregnancy gift.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
Emails.
Okay. Emails. Thank you everyone for emailing me feedback@sexwithemily.com, and I love hearing from you. Include your name, where you're listening from, and how you listen in your email. Hey, Em. I've been listening to your show for the past year and have loved every single episode. Thanks for always keeping things so fun and interesting. I'm a 25-year-old woman who just recently got engaged. We're extremely happy, have a very active, passionate sex life. I work out of town 2 weeks at a time, and I'm home for 1 week. So there's a lot of time apart. So there's a lot of time we have apart. since Christmas time, there's been a couple instances where we would be fooling around, getting super into it, and my man couldn't get hard. We've talked a lot about it. Our communication is actually so good. He says he feels anxious at times and believes it may be because he feels a pressure to perform since I'm really home. I've been understanding. However, it's been a struggle. I always end up overthinking it and then go to the typical women thinking, I'm not sexy enough, blah, blah, blah. It only happened about 3 times now, but I just have a hard time acting normal afterwards. I don't want it to be awkward. I know that will just make it worse. What I want to know, have you ever dealt with the situation before? Is there any advice you could give us? As I said, it's not a regular occurrence, but for those times it does happen, I want to learn a better approach to the whole thing. Thank you. Stacy. Okay.
Flight attendant Stacy.
Right.
Probably, right?
I don't know. That's interesting.
She's gone 2 weeks, home for a week. That sounds
perhaps.
Like a...
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what she is. But we're talking about erectile dysfunction, mm-hmm. which is when your penis...
Dysfunctions.
Doesn't stay hard, can't, you know, it's hard, and get soft again. And, you know, and also it can mean they have lower sexual desire. But it's hard to tell from the information you provided because, you know, it could be, he could be watching a lot of porn where you're, I mean, it could be anxiety. He could be taking some kind of meds, mm-hmm. you know, some medication, maybe drugs, porn, like I said.
Maybe he's gay.
I don't think he's gay.
Probably not.
But it sounds like after you're together, she did say it gets better when they're together for a little while. And if she's engaged to him, I'm also guessing, Stacey, that this is a new problem, a new challenge for your relationship. Because you got engaged and it's just been happening lately. So let's just say it is anxiety. Here's some solutions for it, okay? You could take sex off the table because if it is anxiety, then he's thinking, oh my God, Stacey's coming home again. And I keep thinking about it. Oh, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And a lot of times when you're thinking about it, it's going to happen. And focus on, you know, the pleasure. Like I would say step up the foreplay. Sometimes when couples are having challenges sexually, I'm like, take sex off the table. Like just focus on getting her off, performing oral sex on her. She can give him a blowjob. But like just don't think about the penetrative part because then... That contributes to his anxiety. And then if he starts to get like back into the groove of her being pleased and he's being pleased and he won't have the anxiety as much. He will kind of quell it.
And if they maybe if she's coming home for the first, you know, like she's are they going straight at it? It's like she comes and
right.
then it's like he's forced to
right.
to perform on the spot. And, you know, and some guys are not really able to do that as you know,
they're not ready to go.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree. And he might be like, oh my God, she's gonna come home and I'm gonna have to, exactly. And he's
right.
thinking about it. And
so
if it
maybe,
happened
you know,
once or twice,
I don't know, have dinner first. Have something,
dinner.
You know, I don't know.
Right, exactly.
Read a paper,
something. I would say that mutual masturbation is also great. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, that's a good one. I don't think ladies understand just how simple it is. Like her
give him
mouth,
a blowjob?
Her mouth could always
I
turn
was
it back
say,
on.
You know what? Do you know what I think I should just my show? I don't even need to read
give
emails.
Give him a blowjob.
I'm
just
from
answer.
Now on.
Give him a blowjob.
Can you get? Can you put that on a loop?
Every time a woman emails me, I'm just going to say, "Give him a blowjob." Next.
You guys don't understand.
No,
like,
I do.
You have a 2-minute show.
I mean, he's got real issues. That's a great test. If he's still going limp when he's like in your mouth there, medication or something major wrong, you need to go
right,
see a doctor.
Because he's young too to be having these issues. So I also think when guys suffer from erectile dysfunction at a young age, that I'm also going to say
go to a doctor.
For sure. Also, here's the thing though. She doesn't know how to approach it either when it happens. And so it's super awkward. And she doesn't want to say, but you've got to acknowledge it. Tell him it's okay. And let it know that it's your problem. You guys have to work on it together. Because men just have a hard time dealing with penis problems. Like they don't want to go to the doctor. They're not going to talk to their friends. Hey, buddy, how you doing? Yeah, well, I'm having these penis. You just don't do that.
Yeah, all my conversations. I don't think I've ever talked to
a friend
of mine
right?
about soft penis time.
Right,
no.
Exactly. So I think, you know, you're getting married. You guys are like in this penis thing together.
Right.
So you got to acknowledge it. He's probably overthinking it. He's feeling inadequate. His ego suffering. What?
Maybe he's not attracted at all to engaged women. So as soon as they got engaged, the attraction.
That's
went.
A good point. He wishes he just had your
it's
app.
It's the ring. He just thinks about the money every time he sees it.
He just wants to bang her and have a different face flap on it. Like
that would be a
like
great
the
invention.
Desktop stripper thing.
That yeah, exactly. What was that like? ViewMaster viewer. Do you remember that thing with the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you're a little kid with the red, red thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see the different
different face,
pictures
different
of Yellowstone.
Face, different face. Yeah.
But yeah.
Stereoscopic.
Face.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
And then you throw one in of the guy's mom just to fuck with him.
Guys love thinking about their mom during sex. That's really awesome.
But think of your mouth as like jumper cables, and you can always get the car started again for the most part, unless there's something seriously wrong, right? The magic of the mouth.
Blowjobs. That's true. But let him know. And also, here's the thing. She has to know that she goes. And I love that, Stacey, you had this self-reflection that you thought, oh, I go to that woman thing. Like, a lot of women think when there's a penis issue.
It's probably hard not to, right?
Yeah. We're like, he's not attracted to me. Why isn't he hard? What'd I do? He noticed I gained 3 pounds. Oh, I didn't shave. It's never about you. It's not about you.
Probably
so let
not.
That go.
No.
But often, unless like. It could be about you if you, like, maybe did something that upset him or you've lost trust in the relationship and there's other issues going on. But it doesn't sound like that's the case. So you guys got to work on it, and he needs to know your support and that he has your support.
I hate that girls always think it's them, though. Like, they think of the penis as like a...
Why do you hate that?
It's like a... Well, no, I feel bad because it's like...
How could we not?
I don't know how many guys are out there going, wow, she's not as wet as she was last time. There must be something wrong.
They do, though.
Am I getting fat? Am I getting fat?
Well, that would, they would think about themselves at that point.
For sure. Yeah, like, this
doesn't
feel
good. They think I'm not turning... Right. No, guys do it. Same thing. They're
a
like,
little bit, but not nearly as much as girls. I mean, no. I hear all the time girls saying, is it me? Is it something I'm doing? No, it's not.
How old was Stacey?
25.
Yeah.
So talk to him more about it and make him, you know, go see a doctor with him, but don't let it slide. Because when I was talking about this in the office, I actually dated a premature ejaculator for 2 years.
Bad times.
It wasn't so fun. I gotta
Unless
say, and
had
I
a
did
short
try.
Refractory. Short refractory?
No. Nothing was good about
how
this
short?
Premature
Wait, how short? How short you're talking here?
How premature?
Yeah.
A minute.
No.
Like every time.
A minute?
Kind of long. What are you talking about? That's
30
not
seconds.
So bad. Was it that bad?
For you, your wife tells you that, but dude, it's really it's nothing. It's like I didn't even know we were getting started. And we did. Like I bought him like that book, like what's the book?
The How book... to Fuck Better.
No. What's it called? The multi-orgasmic man
book.
And like I was like, we could do all these things and we could talk to doctors, and then I was like, after a while, like I just kind of got annoyed with it and we stopped talking about it. It was 2 years, and then I just
2 years of the 1 minute.
I was super busy that year. I wasn't focused on sex.
Did you let your ego go to town too? Like, yeah, I'm sucking hot, man.
No,
he just comes after a minute. Yeah,
no, not at all. Okay. Maybe no,
just
no.
For the first
like
year
frustrating...
after,
but you know
after the first
just
year
the first time.
Right. I was like, but it was like, he was like, oh, I'm gonna go to the doctor, and then I kept getting mad, like, why don't you go? Why? He's like, I bought the book but didn't read the book, like things, and it just got annoyed. But I probably could have, like,
he was just using it as a workout tool.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. What, the book?
Yeah. Dead in the nerves. I don't know.
I don't know what he was doing with it, but he wasn't reading. And so, like, after all, I was like, you're not dealing with it. But I probably could have been more supportive as well. But I felt like I was. But looking back on it, I was just like, I just hope this goes away. But nothing goes away unless you deal with it. So if you're getting married to him, it's both of your issue. That's my premature ejaculation
problem. He's not going to do anything because he's a guy. Guys hope things just go away.
Exactly.
Right.
They don't. Okay. Hi, Emily. I'm a big fan of the podcast. I love your show. It's very helpful. Here's my question. I share a room and I'm a gay guy and out of the closet, and I've been thinking about buying a sex toy. Nothing specific, and it would be my first time trying and buying one. Was just wondering how to go about finding hiding a sex toy when you share a room, as well was hoping for suggestions on which sex toy I should go for. Thanks, Emily. You live hard. Tom. Mm.
What are you, like an inmate? You know all the ins and outs of how to hide contraband?
Well, I don't think he's an inmate unless
no, you
think he's in jail.
Why does he think you're going to know how to hide shit?
Well, first of all, I don't know if he's talking about trying to use the toy with the roommate in the room or just how to store it. Like,
my
if
guess
you buy-
is reading, hearing it that way, I think it's how to be discreet about toy ownership when
yeah,
you've got
like,
a roommate.
Put it in a shoebox under your bed.
Yeah.
You know, like, use it, but don't use it in the room with him because that's really awkward.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know
but
how
don't
small
roommate,
is the
don't
room.
Roommates go rifle through their roommate's shit every once in a while?
Like, buy a tackle box with a lock on it.
Yeah, you can get the lock box.
Put your money in there. Put your
put
flashlight.
In your luggage. Your empty luggage.
Yeah, the bottom of your dirty laundry. He's not going to go in there.
Probably not.
But I want
to
know, like,
it, though,
do you guys do this? Like, when you guys share a room, like, in college, like, at first I was thinking it's like a dorm room, but it doesn't sound like it. Like, what did you do with room? Like, did you masturbate when you had roommates in college? What did you do?
I didn't go to college.
You didn't? Did you not?
No, I went to college.
But what did
you
do? I went
to film school, and I did not live with anyone. I lived by myself.
Well, problem solved.
Yeah.
What did you do, Ken?
Not
in the shower?
I did share a room with my
no,
brother.
No, never in the shower. I'd never understood that. I don't know.
You just
didn't
masturbate the whole freshman year?
I did not fucking say that. Just not in a shower.
But I'm just saying, like.
Wherever you could be private, if you were private in your room or if you went to the bathroom, but you know, never crossed my mind while there were other
occupants. No, but he's like, it sounds
present.
Like that's what he was asking.
I wait till I snore. You hear the snoring.
If they're passed out from drinking or something. Yeah. So I would say go to the shower, bathroom, or where the
roommate's
at home.
Shower makes the most sense, but I'm with Ken. Like, it just doesn't really,
I don't understand
it's not fun
it. I don't know why.
Shower
I don't
is like
know,
to get stuff done, to get clean, get out.
Yeah. Right.
Get get dried.
Mm-hmm.
Not yeah.
The toilet is the sexy one, I guess.
Yeah.
The toilet.
Straddle that thing. Oh, straddle that porcelain.
But I would say if he wants to get, what did you say? Straddle the porcelain? Yeah. You're not saying that it's sexy, right? You're
no, it's not sexy. Yeah.
No. Nothing about the bathroom sexy. I mean,
well, when you're 15,
you
when you're 15, and that's
bidet?
And that's your that's
what
your.
What if you have a big family, brothers, sisters? Like that's what you do.
It's the only place.
Christ, yes.
God, I just think about all the stuff I've learned about semen and how it's everywhere. Like having a brother growing up too. I'm like, I didn't know. Like I shouldn't have touched anything.
No, you shouldn't have touched
oh,
anything.
Oh God, I didn't know. But okay.
Probably still shouldn't.
You're so right.
Yeah. When was the last time when you went home with the whole family was there? Did you touch anything?
What, my brother doesn't live. I don't live with him anymore.
Oh, all right then.
No. Oh.
I'm just saying.
Okay, but if you want, yeah, that'd be gross. but my brother never would let me into his room or anything much anyway. Mm-hmm. But I just thought it because he hated me, but maybe he was masturbating.
Wait, does his roommate know that he's gay?
That's another story.
I'm assuming. He said he's openly gay.
Yeah, he's openly gay. He lives with a dude that's not his boyfriend. Do they share a room, like two beds in the same room?
This is what I'm trying to get to the bottom of. But he also wants to know about toys. And I would say if you want a prostate toy, buy the Black Pearl by Vibratex. It's slender.
Get
silicone vibrator.
A small one that you can hide.
Shower-proof, splash-proof, so we can use it privately and it vibrates. It's an awesome prostate simulator. And then masturbation, Fleshlight, of course, obvious choice. There's the Flight and the Go and the Quick Shot. They're all smaller and more discreet for your storage purposes. Also, if he's into the shower mount. You can use the Fleshlight hands-free in the shower. Mm-hmm, I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know what he's going to do, but these are just, I got to help him.
They've got it's a mount that goes on the wall.
Oh,
and you
I've seen
put
that
the
for
thing.
Girls where they put the dildo and then they can like back
it's a,
into
it's
it.
It's a similar suction cup thing, but it's got it. Yeah, it's got the mount.
What do they call
and
it?
And again, I only, it's the, it's.
The plug and go.
The shower mount.
What do they call it a shower
mount? I don't
know. No, they've got a name for actually.
Go to sexwithemily.com and click on the Fleshlight banner.
I believe it. And don't leave it in there, guys, because that's
awkward. That's the thing. He's going to be like, oh, what were you doing? But you got to like store your toothbrush in it so it looks like it's a toothbrush holder.
Oh, you don't, do you?
You can take out the Fleshlight, and it's like, well, it's like suction cup thing, so you can put like
the shampoo bottle in there.
They should probably just do like a little attachment off the side. You can put your razor here, your toothbrush there.
Yeah,
you can tell somebody it's your dick washer.
You bang it right here.
I love all this discreet sex stuff that we're thinking of. These are good ideas.
Also, you can cut out like a little hole slit in the side of your mattress and shove things in there. I used to just hide cigarettes and stuff in there when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it must have smelled great in your room.
What? It's just not like used cigarettes, like
half
cigarettes.
I would do that. But you know how I used to smoke when I was like half cigarettes. That's what I was thinking.
Yes.
Okay. Emily, first of all. Okay, dear Emily. First of all, I love your show.
It's a new email.
It's a new email.
Switching gears.
Did you want to talk more?
No. I think you've helped him as much as you could with the amount of information he gave you.
Mm-hmm.
But would we have wanted more?
Although the only thing I want to bring up on that just for a second because it's that there were so many components to that. Okay, first you go. He's openly gay. Is his obviously he's hopefully comfortable with his roommates processing of that. So they have a comfortable relationship to begin with.
I love that you and I are both assuming that the roommate is not gay because I think that you and I are both assuming if he was,
I'm openly gay.
If he had a gay roommate, though, we're just assuming that they're banging all day and
they'd
night.
Be fine.
And there's no hiding like toys and stuff.
And is he ashamed because he wants to have a toy because the roommate might think he's more promiscuous because he's gay? There's you because you think like we're thinking like straight men.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which is not fair.
Right.
It's totally not fair. Maybe you know.
Probably accurate, but not fair.
Well,
but saying. I understand why. Okay. Yeah. So
but that's all.
Did we help him? I think we did help him, though.
Yeah. I
think
they're
missing.
I think he should, you know, just go ahead and be proud of what you're going to do, you know, and
lock the door.
Lock the door and get a box.
Sex toys as well.
Oh, there's
that's
all
right.
Those good sex toys. The ones that you could store your sex toys in.
Mm-hmm.
Those storage boxes.
Yeah, the ones there's a bunch on the market. They breathe, so they're mold inhibiting.
Right?
So you can keep
there's
things
no
in
bacteria.
There. You can wash.
Nice.
Yeah.
Can you keep cigars in there too?
Yeah, they don't have the humidifier
no,
on there.
Does it say in giant letters "my sex toys" on the outside of the box?
Yeah, it's not Spanish cedar lined.
Does not say that. Okay.
No, not sex toys. Here,
my sex toys.
Right.
Do you want one?
No, I'm good. I don't have a bevy of sex toys. I have a wife.
I gave you a really nice sex toy. I'm not even going to ask you about how you liked
it. It's pretty sweet.
Oh my God,
I've been
waiting
to bring it up.
What? Tell me.
Quiet time, though. Ah, it's good. I like it.
Tell me, which one?
I don't show it.
It was the Wii Vibe, right? Plus? Four
it was
plus?
It was like the horseshoe.
Mm-hmm. The 4+. I gave him the 4+ for Valentine's Day.
Very nice.
Very sweet. Very sweet gift. Very,
very nice. Did you give M the app control?
So give her a high five. And
there you go.
Did you use the app control? You downloaded your phone?
I have not gotten that deep into it yet.
But it was enjoyable.
It's a very complex, and there's many nuances to the story, and I'm still learning it, and I've had it for a while.
Okay, download the app. It's the WeVibe Connect app, and it's so cool because it's even better than the controls on it, and you could control the vibrator like when you're together, when you're apart.
I was drunk the other night, and I grabbed from my Apple TV remote, and I grabbed that remote by mistake, and this thing started going off in the bedroom while my wife was trying to sleep.
That's awesome.
That didn't really
Did she get up and get excited? That would have been great, though. It kind of looks at the remote. Well, I'm glad you like the WeVibe 4 Plus. It's the couple. It's a great couple's toy.
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
Give it a play. What was it called?
Because it's called the WeVibe 4 Plus, which is like the top couple's toy.
And it works for him and her.
Him and her. She can wear it during intercourse while you're having sex. You can actually wear it. He puts his penis inside you. It gives you G-spot and clitoral stimulation. And I really thought that... What?
All the bases.
And I just thought that it would be a really nice present.
It was a very sweet gift. I'm sorry that I didn't bring it up. It's discreet.
I didn't bring it up. It
gets a little awkward talking about sex toys.
Do you hide it from your roommate?
Yeah, my roommate has no idea. Stanley has no idea where that thing is.
It says
Stanley's
not
comfortable with sex toys. Stanley's really comfortable with sex toys.
Don't get my dog comfortable with sex toys, Emily.
It's too late. He's been to her house.
Exactly.
You can't walk through the door without knocking three over.
He came home with a cock ring around his snout. He was using it as a muzzle.
He loved that.
He was using it as a muzzle on her walks.
I mean, I'm so happy.
Well, she fed him out of a fleshlight. That was the...
Well, it's the only bowl I have. You know I don't have, like, dishes and not, like, domestic. You think I have an extra bowl?
Don't
I have one bowl, one fork, one knife.
You did have pans.
And sex
I did.
Toys.
Ken made me an egg. An omelet. Yeah.
You know, she cleans her sex toys on that same counter.
Just once.
And she leaves them out there for her housekeeper.
One time,
to find.
My housekeeper came and they were drying on the rack because I washed them and I forgot she was coming.
Mm-hmm. She was coming and finding
and,
your
and
sex
the
toys.
Sex toys were there clean.
And
but
occurred
dripping
to her
over the rack of
this
the sink.
Oversight occurred to her while she was banging her
I was having
boyfriend.
Sex with
the
guy.
In
he
wasn't
my boyfriend. He was someone I was sleeping
with.
The
dude.
It was a good night. It was a good morning. It was a good story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the counter I cooked an omelet on.
Yeah, it was like months ago. It's been disinfected. So it's been
months ago. Germs don't last that long. It's been fine.
No.
They hosed it down. Kept it right down. It's okay.
Okay. Moving on.
Eggs come out of a chicken's vagina.
That's
so
very
cool.
True.
Yeah, it's vaginas everywhere. You came out of fucking vaginas.
No, I was C-section. I'm sorry.
Oh, like a toaster.
Close to a vagina.
Yes, it was near. Adjacent. Vagina adjacent.
That's a good name for a band.
Done.
But if you come out vaginally and you're a boy, technically you've kind of already had sex, right? Because the penis goes through the vagina a little bit. There's like there's contact there.
Like when you're 12, you have this conversation.
I know. I have it when I'm not now.
You're like already like not a virgin, like when you think you're a virgin? Right.
Right.
Okay. So, Emily, first, I'm going to do another email. Unless you guys...
Now I'm done.
I love you guys are here. You guys are my men. I love you guys.
You like being the Emily sandwich.
I kind of do. Yeah. I like being with you. I love you both. Like, you both mean so much to me.
Aww,
and to have
sweet.
You both here in this room, I just...
That's so sweet.
I just want to tell you how much I love you both, and I appreciate you both.
So sweet.
Seriously, for Rizzle. This is,
for,
like, special.
For Rizzle. Yeah. She just got black on us, Ken.
Oh, okay.
I do that every once in a while.
One more email.
Emily, first off, I love your show, and I think you guys give great advice. My name is Jade. I'm 19 years old from Minneapolis. My boyfriend and I have been together 2.5 years, and things are more than great. He's my best friend. Uh-huh. Nothing's wrong with our relationship. Whenever we have sex, doggy style, and he rubs my clit at the same time, I can never seem to climax. It always feels as if I'm about to, but then it seems as if I lose it. Mm. I love it when he does this. I just want to be able to finish this way. Do you have any suggestions? P.S. Yes, I rated your podcast on iTunes. Thanks, Jade. I like to tell people, if you subscribe to the podcast, go to iTunes.
Give a little rating.
Give it a 5-star.
I should probably go do that.
Dude, yes, what? And write a really nice thing.
Of course I will.
It helps us because... It just does. If you're on iTunes, great. Anyway, thanks, Jade. Here's the deal about doggy style.
First of all, Jade from Minnesota, I'm picturing like a Viking goddess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she probably is.
But she's beautiful.
Right.
All right.
A Viking goddess with an
reach
amazing clitoris.
There. The boyfriend doesn't know how to give her the reach
So I
around.
Want to say like kudos to your boyfriend because he's actually like knows to rub your clitoris. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of, you know... people, guys. Like guys, are just like, do doggy style. And we're like, fine, give it to me. But they don't typically have enough clitoral stimulation. Some women can figure it out, they have G-spot. But we always need the clitoris for clitoral. A lot of women need clitoral stimulation first. Typically, doggy style is not the most orgasmic. But people see it in porn, position for men. But when you want to make it work in real life, like it is true that you need the clitoris stimulated. So again, I like that your boyfriend does this, or you could do it yourself. The problem is you're probably not being warmed up enough ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Because just that time that if he like is just going right after doggy and he starts rubbing your clit, like you might need some more kind of stimulation beforehand, a little foreplay, might not just be giving you enough time. So you can also add a toy. I'm a huge fan as you know, of toys, like a little clitoral toy. She could hold her hand, like the, I'm just love weave, the weave I've touched. Like, I love.
Yeah, the touch of the tango.
The touch of the tango. Love the tango too. These are great clitoral vibes. So a hand, lots of lube would help. So I think you need a foreplay, you need lube, and be patient because you might not, you know, you might not be giving enough time. And also she could be like, you could be thinking, Jade, like, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Again, we all get in our heads. But you also might, again, not be having enough time. So if he finishes first, which might happen, then he should just make sure that you finish as well. Or if he's smart, he should just know she comes first. Make sure you get off first, and then he comes. But it doesn't always happen. So at least you're getting close. And I'm also making the assumption here, Jade, that you have orgasms typically. Like, I don't, this is like, this is just the one position
like
that you challenge.
Like this was an issue, which is
she would
unusual.
Have brought that up, I believe.
Right. And I love, so I love all this. I love that you know to rub the clit. I love it. You know, just, it's the way they're doing it.
You can do it everywhere except for this position with the reach around.
And that's common, but I, you know, just got to do a little more reaching, a little more rounding, a little more lube, a little more toys.
I wonder if she's able to do it if she's doing the clitoral stimulation herself.
She knows how to do it.
Right. And if she does that, if she can figure out that little
thing. And she's 19.
Right.
When I first heard it, it's like, why wouldn't she just do that?
Well,
like,
here's the thing.
Right,
a lot
there,
of women.
Honey.
Okay, right.
Get your hand there, Jade.
Right.
Well.
She thinks she likes that he's doing it and he's getting close. Yeah. So she probably needs to either put her hand over his hand or just put his hand,
or
put her hand down.
But that might be logistically hard and figure the position she's in. Then she's holding herself up with one hand.
Yeah, she could do that.
She's 19. Yeah, that's true. Right, that's right. Yeah. Jade,
she's a Viking.
From Minnesota.
She might have big boobs. She could like kind of rest on the boobs.
But there's also like she could put like she could be like the flatter doggy style. Mm-hmm. You know,
you can always get one hand. You can do the tripod.
Yeah. You don't have to be like against the wall.
Well, she can on the hordes.
With her helmet, with her Viking helmet.
Exactly.
He can hold on to her ponytails, her Pippi Longstocking pigtails.
Right. I almost think it's because she's 19 and she likes he's making the effort, and doesn't want to discourage him. Like
the guys don't care. Like if you're like, hey, let me do it.
Tell her this.
Chances are he's probably gonna be like, oh, I'm down.
Like you like do that.
How about the position she's in too? If she's at a different angle,
exactly.
And
she
can hit
she
him
could be
a little
lying
bit too,
flat around her stomach. She could have her butt up and her chest down, and so that she could just reach around with her hand. She doesn't need her hands to be holding onto the wall.
Because he's young now, but he's going to tweak his back if he keeps doing this reach around thing. It's not easy,
right? I say take care of your own reach around. Right? Do we all agree?
It would be a reach under.
A third party could also work too. Like if she was 69 with another girl, and the girl's like could be giving her oral. I'm being filthy on the show. I'm sorry.
I know.
I apologize.
It's okay.
I think it's Ken's influence.
I'm sorry.
Ken's so dirty.
I know, my God.
Ken, how's it been? Ken, I've never had a VP.
Now you do.
I know. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. How do you think it's going?
I think it's great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's the VP. That makes you the P.
Mm-hmm.
The president.
Yeah.
And she's the president, the owner, the CEO, the founder, the talent.
It's weird when founders have a president of their own company. It's like, you don't have time to be president of your own company.
A lot of people don't.
No. Well, you got different
things. Maybe we should say president. I always say owner now.
What do you want? Let's make it official right here.
I feel like president. I say owner because I say it on my taxes, so maybe that's where you got owner. But I mean president. I'd be president, and you'd be vice president.
I could head
bitch.
That.
I don't know.
I'd want to be
commandant. Boss lady.
What do you want to be,
just
Anderson?
Boss lady.
Lieutenant colonel.
Yeah, you could totally be that.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, this is a good one. I'm glad. That's a really good chat. This was great. Okay, Anderson, what's going on with you this week?
Hey, I'm really sorry that I got so filthy on this show. It's I was intimidated because we have a sex toy maverick in with us. And
what's not like my maverick? All right, okay.
You were.
Former.
Former. You left to be the Veep.
I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. True story.
It is.
In case you left being a maverick, a toy store maverick,
I know.
Be a Veep.
I know. I'm so honored.
Smart move.
Very big step up. Absolutely.
He's changed my life.
You got to get her on Shark Tank somehow. That'd be pretty sweet.
You love Shark Tank.
I do love Shark Tank.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But am I too late, like, in my game to be in Shark Tank? Like,
what does that mean?
Depends on what you want to bring there. No.
I want to bring the Viewmaster viewer for women's faces changing every time a guy's having sex.
Done.
This week on Cinematics, I'm talking about a couple movies that have not come out yet. They come
podcast
out that Friday. Podcast Cinematics. It's cinema. And then the word addicts, all in one word with one A. It's hard to spell. I think our numbers would probably be triple if people could spell it. But it's Cinematics. I like the name. Also, the Film Vault, a new episode of the Film Vault, as well as The After Disaster.
You've got so many podcasts.
Oh, you know what? This After Disaster, huge announcement.
What?
On my part.
What?
I can't say it on here.
What?
Saving it for the AD. Saving it for the After Disaster.
You got so many podcasts. So little time. Everyone check out Anderson's podcasts. They're awesome because he is too.
Oh, that's sweet. Thanks.
Ken, do you have a podcast you want to tell me about?
It's Sex with Emily. I hope everyone that is listening now tells their friends to listen.
That's good.
And then have their friends tell their friends to listen.
And it's all, right.
It's your duty, really, if you love Emily And you know, if you're listening to the show, you clearly do. And I don't know why you wouldn't tell your friends to listen.
Or your partner. We find a lot of couples listen together.
You should. Yeah. If your partner's not listening to the show and you call or email with a problem and how to communicate this thing, why not have them listen to the show?
Yeah.
And it breaks the ice. Breaks the ice.
Exactly.
Just let it be sneaky. Just add it to their phone and
just
let
throw
it
on.
The show.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then put Desktop Stripper on it while you're at it.
The only one Anderson's on.
Emily makes it all accessible and not like smutty. Mm-hmm.
I'm
something
not smutty.
About your delivery that just you make it like almost clinical, but not in a
it's
boring.
It's the accent. It's the Michigan accent.
Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something just very sweet and honest and genuine about the way you do it.
I'm just a nice
yeah.
girl. Mm-hmm. Talking about blowjobs.
Just a nice, slutty girl that bangs
sex
on couches.
Sex toys on the counters and where I'm making omelets.
On Craigslist.
I'm so sorry to did Anderson tell you that. Okay,
what?
Everyone. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you, Madison. And thank you, Lori. And thank you, Jamie. And everyone in my office. And Lauren. I have a great office. And Nina. Intern Nina. You all rock. Thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me. feedback@sexwithemily.com. Everyone, thanks for listening to the show. You know, sex toys, they're kind of like potato chips. You start with one and you immediately want more. If that sounds familiar, I want you to head over to your local Hustler Hollywood store. There are Hustler Hollywood stores all over where you'll find an unbelievable assortment of erotica, sexy lingerie, and of course, the best sex toys on the market. Each store is filled with attractive, eye-catching displays with all the top intimate products on the market, and their knowledgeable staff are there to help with any questions you may have, whether you're shopping with a partner or for yourself. If you want to take your sex life to the next level, Hustler has all the toys and products you need to get there. In the words of Hotless Hustler, sex is free. We sell the accessories. Oh, mention Sex with Emily when you get the checkout and you get 20% off your sexy purchase. And if you're an online toy shopper, well, Hustler's got you covered too. Loyal Sex with Emily listeners can get 20% off discount on online purchases when you shop at HustlerHollywood.com. Use code EMILY20 at checkout for a full 20% off your order. Oh, click on the Emily Pick banner where you'll see my favorite toy for this month, and it's the WeVibes newest G-spot toy, the Nova and the Rave. Check them out. Thanks for listening.